Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
One of the world's most wanted criminals, Joaquin Chapo Guzman Loera, was captured by Mexican law enforcement authorities on February 22, 2014. Guzman is the alleged leader of the Sinaloa cartel, which is designated a significant narcotics trafficker by the U.S. government. The Sinaloa cartel is responsible for delivering vast quantities of marijuana, cocaine, heroin, and methamphetamine into the United States. Captured in Guatemala in 1993, Guzman was sent to a high-security prison in Mexico, only to escape in 2001. After 13 years on the run, Guzman was arrested in the resort town of Mazatlan, Mexico. U.S. Attorney General Eric Holder called the apprehension of Guzman by Mexican authorities a landmark achievement and a victory for the citizens of both Mexico and the United States. Guzman was one of the world's most wanted men and the alleged head of a drug-running empire that spans continents. The criminal activity Guzman allegedly directed contributed to the death and destruction of millions of lives across the globe through drug addiction, violence, and corruption. The United States salutes the government of Mexico and the professionalism and courage of the Mexican authorities for this arrest. U.S. Secretary of Homeland Security Jay Johnson said the operation by Mexican authorities to capture Guzman is a significant victory and milestone in our common interest of combating drug trafficking, violence, and illicit activity along our shared border. The United States congratulates its Mexican partners in this achievement and will continue to work collaboratively with them to ensure our region is safe and secure for the communities and citizens of both nations.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government. If you have a comment, please write to Editorials, VOA, Washington, D.C., 20237, USA. You may also comment and view all our current editorials at the VOA Editorials homepage, www.voanews.com/editorials.